tributes are pouring in for Ray McCauley, the widely admired yet controversial founder of Rema Bible Church South Africa, who has passed away at the age of 75. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Pastor Ray has gone to be with the Lord peacefully at home, surrounded by his family and loved ones, his son announced in a statement. President Cyril Ramaphosa expressed his deep condolences, stating that McCauley's passing leaves our deeply spiritual nation bereft of a remarkable leader. Under McCauley's leadership, Rema Bible Church grew to over 45,000 members and became one of South Africa's most influential churches. The South African National Christian Forum, SANCF, praised McCauley as an outstanding ecumenical leader and acknowledged his significant contributions to Christian unity. Former public protector Thuli Madonsela also honored his legacy, noting, he stood resolute on matters of integrity in state affairs and credited him for pioneering inclusive worship well before others. During the final years of apartheid, McCauley played a pivotal role, speaking out against the racist regime. President Ramaphosa noted that Rema was one of the largest multiracial churches during apartheid. McCauley openly acknowledged the failures of white South Africans who hid behind their so-called spirituality while closing their eyes to the dark events of the apartheid years during truth and reconciliation talks. McCauley's influence extended beyond the church, with high-profile figures like former President Jacob Zuma, members of parliament, and sports stars attending services at Rema. However, in 2009, he faced criticism for allowing the then unelected Zuma to address his congregation, leading to accusations of political bias. As a member of the National Interfaith Leaders Council, NILC, McCauley often defended Zuma and ANC members on controversial matters. At the peak of his influence, McCauley was described as South Africa's high priest, according to the UK's independent news site. Yet he faced backlash for promoting the prosperity gospel and for his affluent lifestyle, reportedly earning about 68 million rand, $3.8 million, in 2008, largely from tithes and offerings. His personal life also sparked controversy. In 2000, he divorced his first wife, Lindy, without biblical grounds, causing division within the congregation. He remarried Zelda Ireland in 2001. Before becoming a spiritual leader, McCauley was a competitive bodybuilder, participating in the 1974 Mr. Universe competition where he placed in the top three. He also owned a chain of gyms. Although he stepped down from active church duties in 2022, McCauley delivered a sermon at Rema just weeks before his passing. He is survived by his widow Zelda, his son Joshua from his first marriage, and three grandchildren. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.